Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KMOV is reporting it out of Wentzville. St. Charles County couple said the Wentzville School District threatened to suspend their son if he wore his, quote, virginity rocks, end quote, sweatshirt to class again. It's a 13-year-old, and he wore this shirt that he was gifted for his birthday from a friend. And they said that they told him to wear it inside out and to not wear it again. And that if he wore it again, he would get suspended. And the dad said, they teach sex ed. How can you not teach it? Or how can you teach it, but then say, hey, let's not have it on a sweatshirt? The district's dress code does not allow students to wear clothing with statements advocating immoral, illegal, sexual, or violent behavior.
So what is their objection? Is that it's too sexual?
I guess that it's just inappropriate. He said it was a little borderline for the school, and he told me to take it off or flip it inside out or else they would have to take action. I didn't think this was bad, so whenever they told me to take it off, I was like, why am I taking this off? Because it's a positive message.
Does the school have younger grades? Or is it
middle school?
Because I could see if you had little kids seeing the shirt and going, what's virginity? You'd be like, maybe not. But
I could understand not wanting to have that conversation. If you're going to have, you know, maybe sexualized messages on clothing, which is very subjective. I know that when I was in school and I went to a parochial school, but you couldn't wear band shirts to school. I accidentally wore a Tim McGraw shirt one time from his.
Oh, wow.
Not Outlaw. What was the album? This is a barbecue stain on his white T-shirt.
She was killing me in the miniskirt.
I was asked not to wear that again. But it's like you make a rule. It's the rule. And you can't start saying, well, that band's okay and that band's not. Mm-hmm. But when you take that type of clothing out of the mix, I kind of wonder if this is, do I support the message virginity rocks? You're darn right I do. But at the same time, I would suggest that my Tim McGraw shirt was by no means offensive to anybody. But when you make a dress code rule, the rule's the rule. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, if I were your teacher in middle school or whatever that was, I would have allowed you to wear the Tim McGraw shirt, citing that I don't believe that's actually music. But
Katie, what do you think?
I agree with that completely. A dress code is a dress code. And if you're not supposed to be wearing something that could be offensive to someone else, then you can't be wearing it. One time I tried in high school to wear leggings
virginity
and
sucks.
A leotard to school. And they told me
you
I
did.
Had,
are you serious?
I'm 100%.
This is something Ryan would say, and I would cut him off and move on to the subject.
100%.
When he wore the leggings and the leotard to school.
It was like bringing back the 80s day. It was a themed day. And I tried to wear leggings, a big puffy sweatshirt and a leotard to school. And they were like, you're not offending people, but you can't wear that. That's against the dress code.
Did your school have a dress code?
Yeah,
but it
absolutely.
Was 80s day, so you could break it. But they said, nah, not no, that far.
Exactly. And you really weren't supposed to even break it on the theme days. Like, I couldn't wear something off the shoulder or something like that showing.
Wait, why would they have theme days if everybody's wearing the uniform?
Oh, it's not a uniform. I went to a public school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not a uniform.
Do you want to take another stab at a real answer to my question?
Well, I support the message and wish they would allow it, but you try to find the motivation, because usually with these stories, the headline is to draw you in, and then you start reading about it, and you're like, you know what? I get where people are coming from. Not always, and this may be one of those situations, but this is one where you say, you know what, if we're going to outlaw all sexual messages on shirts,
exactly,
we kind of don't want to go there. So just, even though I support your message, I love what you're doing, we can't do it because it's not fair to everybody
else. If you allow a virginity rocks shirt, you have to allow a virginity sucks shirt.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
It's all or nothing.
And as a parent, I'm saying I appreciate your kid's message. If I'm another parent, but I don't want my kid in middle school to now have to see these two shirts and ask me those questions. I mean, you're not going to shield your kid from the world, but I don't want middle schoolers making points about things that they don't understand in the first place. And I want them to learn this. I am not. Middle school is a little bit different, but the age at which we educate our students in the classroom on these things is, in my opinion, way too early anyway, because there's like kindergarten and first graders that have some version of this type of education in a lot of public education classrooms. I don't like that either. I wish we would put more pressure on parents in the home to educate this and encourage people and provide them with resources to make it easier on them to have these kinds of conversations. However, I don't want, you know, if you allow that shirt to be worn and then somebody else wants to make a statement that is the converse of that in their own way, they're going to say, you let that go and that was fine. And now it's a thing.
But if I wanted to fight it, if I was the kid or the parent and I really wanted to fight it, I would look at the language of what's written, of what's banned. And if it says something like no sexually explicit messages, I would say this is the opposite of a sexually explicit message. So you should allow it.
Yeah, but it's still, I don't know. I just think it, I understand why the school would be reserved on it. It's opening up a can of worms that you wouldn't really want to have to do. It says that the district's dress code does not allow students to wear clothing with statements advocating immoral, illegal, sexual, or violent behavior.
Yeah, see?
Advocating sexual behavior.
Advocating any sexual behavior.
It gives a list. So I would think that would qualify.
I do too.
And I think you see the story and it's kind of like you would at first I'm like, wow, this is awesome that this kid wanted to share that message. Wear it on the weekends, kid. Wear it all the time on the weekends. And you've probably raised more awareness for this because you did wear it to school once and we're talking about it right now. So while I understand the school's position in this, you did something. You raised awareness for something that's important to you, and you did it in a very easy, non-aggressive way. So hats off to that kid and the parents for really supporting this kid in a really, really a good message.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.